Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome. I am Victoria Falk, and I'm pleased to introduce a business and entertainment lawyer, Ms. Merlin Jean-Louis. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us today. As we talk about Michael B. Jordan and the controversy regarding his Juve run.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, why are people upset about this Juve run?
Well, I think it's a good place to start what Juve is. It's associated with Carnival, which occurs in different nations, Caribbean nations. I think the biggest Carnival celebration happens in Trinidad Lent in February. And Juve is basically like sort of the pregame to that. In the morning of Carnival, that celebration takes place in the streets. Powder is thrown. Certain nations like Grenada, they have oil thrown. And so it's just celebration of that. And of course, it's associated with slavery. And so it's a big culturally important to Caribbeans, Juve itself. So I think when Caribbeans saw the term Juve being used in association with rum by someone who's not Caribbean descent, they probably thought, hey, cultural appropriation. You don't know the importance of this term. Why are you using it? Et cetera.
So here we have someone who is not of Caribbean descent.
Yeah.
Using a term that you mentioned has extreme significance, cultural significance. Now, would it have been different if he were of Caribbean descent?
I'm not sure, because in terms of trademarks, just because someone uses a word, I think many people thought that if he used this word, they could never use Juve in the sense that they normally use it with. That's not how trademark works. Trademarks are used in association with particular goods and services. And so I think that was part of the controversy. They thought that they could not use Juve ever again. The term reggae is trademarked in association with many things. Calypso, which is also Caribbean, is trademarked in association with many things. And so I don't know if that should have been a point of concern. If people were concerned about that, I'm not sure they should have been worried about that in that respect.
Now, help us understand, for the average person that's listening, when you say trademark for the room.
Yeah.
What exactly
does that
mean?
What is it?
What does that mean?
What is a trademark?
Yes, and we're talking about rum. So how does that fit in?
So a trademark is anything. It could be a word. It could be a logo. It could be a color. It's anything that's used in association with the sale of goods and services. So it has to be associated with something you sell. A very famous one that we know, Nike. The swoosh logo, that little check mark, you see it on sports apparel, stores, et cetera. In September 2020, MBJ's business partner submitted an application for the term Juve in association with the sale of rum. There are certain ways you could apply for a trademark. If you could say at the time of you submit the application that you're currently using the trademark or you're not. And so they put the 1B, it's called 1B, that you're not using it, so but you intend to in the near future to intend you will use it in association with the things you stated in your application.
Now, what protections are there right now for the use of the term Juve?
In general, I mean, like for trademarks, it's not, so when someone creates a word, they don't have carte blanche use over that. The trademark law is concerned about the word in association with the sale of goods and services. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, pretty much. So what applications does this have for other entertainers who are looking, who are thinking about being creative?
That's a good question, because I looked at the trademark history of this application and I did not notice that there was an attorney on the application. So I think the MBJ and his partner just submitted it without talking to an attorney. That also being said, I don't know if they talked to someone who was of Caribbean descent. I'm pretty sure MBJ knew what, Michael B. Jordan knew what Juve was. And had he talked to someone who was Caribbean, they probably would have told him, hey, maybe you want to think about it. Because although he got past the phase where he was able to use this, right? He got to the point of what's called the notice of allowance. That's where you basically are good to go for intent to use application. And that's why in June he announced that, okay, I'm going to produce this product. Just because he could doesn't mean he should, because of the backlash that he got. So I would say to entertainers, do your due diligence, not just in terms of legal ramifications, but in terms of cultural and social ramifications as well.
And that was very powerful what you said. Just because you could.
Yes.
Yes, we need to repeat that. Just because you
just
could.
Just because you could doesn't mean you
doesn't
should.
Doesn't mean you should. So even though something might be legally okay, yep. As in this instance, there are people who are so angry.
Absolutely. And to the point that he actually decided to rebrand. I think that was a good call on his part. Like, so yes, he still has notice of allowance, but he announced a couple weeks ago that I heard you. I listened to what you said. I'm sorry. I'm going to rebrand. So I say kudos to him for at least taking in the information that he got from other people and the feedback he got.
Now, how effective do you think his decision to kind of pull back mm-hmm. has impacted on his likability in the community?
I think a positive effect, because he could have said, no, I don't care what you're saying. I'm going to do it anyway. And I think many in the diaspora actually really like Michael B. Jordan. I think he's a great actor, et cetera. Some of them like the way he looks, you know? So I say, he said, yeah. And so I think for the fact that he did that when he did not have to, looks great on him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for you being a fabulous business and entertainment lawyer that you are, yes. how would you be able to advise other people in regards to this case as to what they should not do?
Yeah. Can I talk about one more thing about Juve?
Sure, go right ahead.
There's another controversy about the language. Some people were saying that Juve does not have a technical in the application itself. The examiner who examined the application said there was no foreign meaning to the term Juve, because mm-hmm. Juve is a combination of two words, jour, which means mm-hmm. day, and ouvert, which means open. But in French itself, jour nouvel, if you put it together in French, that means nothing. The term itself, how it looks, Juve, is sort of an amalgamation of two terms. So in the French language and the Creole language, it had no definition. But I was having a discussion with some of my trademark attorney friends, because I thought that part application was correct. But someone showed me a Trinidad Creole dictionary, and it was in the dictionary. I'm like, all right, my bad. Combining two words, jour ouvert. Oh, jour ouvert, you know? So I speak, I'm Haitian, so I speak both Creole and French. And so that part of the application was very interesting to me. So I just want to put that out there as well. So yes, it's cool.
So definitely this has been a learning experience, it seems, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Both legally,
yeah,
right? And as far as those in the entertainment world. We can be creative, but we still have to be cautious.
Yes, you have to have that business savvy. You have to be aware of not just the legal risk, but the business risk as well.
Now, for those out there who have found themselves in issues mm-hmm. and need your legal expertise,
yes,
please tell them how they can contact
you. Yes, you can visit my website, jlaw.net, or you can Google my name, Merlin Jean-Louis, Merlyne. Last name is Jean-Louis, Jean-Louis. I'm on all the socials. You'll find me.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that awesome information with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we thank our listeners. You have been listening to our interview with Ms. Merlin Jean-Louis, and this is People, Power, and Politics.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.